Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Kate and Wills are coming to America. Prince William and Kate Middleton are bringing the Earthshot Prize to the US. The couple revealed via Twitter they will be in Boston in December for the Earthshot Prize Awards ceremony. In a video, Will said, "In 2022, we're back in bringing Earthshot to the USA, where we'll award the next five winners of the prize." The video then cuts to the Red Sox All-Star Xander Bogaerts from the home of the iconic baseball team at Fenway Park. "And we will be doing it right here in Boston," Bogaerts says from the outfield. People adds that during their visit to Boston, the couple will also spotlight and celebrate the inspiring city for their work on addressing the impacts of climate change and building a resilient future, they said in a statement. This will be their first visit since 2014. One wonders if they will travel to California to see what Ellen and Oprah's neighbors are up to. Harper's Bazaar was keeping tabs on Harry and Meghan's trip to New York this week. After leaving the UN, the couple met up with feminist icon Gloria Steinem and then stepped out for a romantic date night. Harry and Meghan were seen holding hands while leaving Tribeca hotspot La Conda Verde, where they had dined with friends. Meghan looked elegant in a black and white strapless jumpsuit by Gabriella Hearst with an opening at the back and large decorative knots. She paired the piece with black sandals and a bright red clutch. Harry changed out of his navy suit and tie for the dinner date with his wife, wearing a navy button-down, black jeans, and sand-colored suede sneakers. He finished the look with a thin gold bangle, a wooden beaded bracelet, and a necklace that was concealed under his shirt. Meghan smiled widely at the cameras while walking to the car hand-in-hand with her husband after their dinner. With Tom Bauer's new book out, more saucy details are revealed. The Mirror noticed Bauer claims that the Sussexes were addicted to reading negative press coverage and spent hours on their phones scouring social media. The couple were said to be worried that close friends might be leaking stories about them and were keen to find out who could be behind it. He alleges that in particular, Meghan suspected Victoria Beckham, and Prince Harry called David Beckham to repeat the accusation. The Beckhams were said to be outraged, and the accusation damaged their relationship. A source told The Sun in 2020, "Harry was very polite, but obviously it was a pretty awkward exchange, and David was mortified." Inexplicably, Meghan feared Victoria was behind it. I mean, the idea that Victoria Beckham would be personally ringing journalists to give them a scoop is ridiculous, and spoke to Harry about it. "Harry is very protective of Meghan and decided to deal with the matter head-on by directly contacting his good pal David. He quickly put Harry right, and the two men agreed to move on, but it certainly made things awkward for a while." The Mirror adds the details in question were said to be a bunch of beauty tips Victoria had shared with the Duchess ahead of her move to London. The source said, "It later turned out the leak probably came from a beauty salon. Afterwards, they got things back on track, but it took a few months." Also fun is the idea of Harry changing his phone number and not telling the royals. The book claims Harry failed to alert the rest of the royals when he changed his mobile number. He claims this confirmed William's fear that Meghan was becoming a divisive agent. Bauer writes, "To please Meghan, Harry had split from his old friends. He had even changed his telephone number without telling his family." Palace Intrigue will be right back. More from Bauer's book. One story has Meghan out to lunch with former friend and talent agent Gina Nelthorpe Cowan in 2016, where Meghan's love life became the topic. The talent agent warned Meghan she wouldn't be able to make any more movies with her priority set to become royal life instead. Meghan snapped back, "Gina, save it." Bauer adds that Gina was taken aback by the steel in Meghan's voice. And then there are the cutesy details like when Meghan wanted to see the dinosaurs. Bauer claimed Harry arranged for them to visit the Natural History Museum in London after hours because Meghan wanted to commune with the dinosaurs in private. Or the idea that the palace was approving scripts for suits. One assumes it was some sort of royal aid, but the idea of Her Majesty reading the scripts is a funny mental picture. Bauer says after Harry and Meghan became a couple, the palace reportedly stepped in to control Meghan's life. Scripts for suits were sent to Kensington Palace for approval. Requests for changes were sent from London to LA, and there were strict requirements for Meghan's final scene. At her TV wedding, she wasn't allowed to be photographed wearing the dress, and had to cover it with a jacket between scenes. And there you have it. If you'd like to email us, our address is thepalaceintrigue@gmail.com. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue, and good times.